Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on culture today, where we talk about cultures around the world. Today, we're going to Europe, and we're going to Scandinavia. And inside of Scandinavia, we've got the country of Sweden. Maybe you've heard of Sweden before, maybe you've been there, or maybe you'd like to go there. But we're talking about something that they have there in Sweden, some kind of a tradition in the afternoon. It sounds to me similar to xiao cha, like you've got here in Taiwan, afternoon tea. They've got something there called fika, or fika time, and you can connect with your friends and your relatives. And you could also be creative while drinking some coffee and having some sandwiches, pastries, whatever.
I'm quite interested in Sweden now because one of my favorite actors is Swedish.
Oh, boy.
So I've been following his career, and it's an interesting language, too. So we're going to talk about their culture, especially their food. That's my favorite thing about culture is discussing a certain culture's food, what they like to eat, their cuisine, as we like to talk about. And one of these words we actually use in English, a form of it. It's a little longer. The smorgas that you see over there is going to be a smorgasbord in English, which means kind of a buffet. But first, as we always do, we're going to read through the lesson and then we'll be back.
Nowadays, improving our lives and spending time with others is extremely important. Thankfully, Sweden has a perfect method of doing both, the Swedish fika. The word fika is a play on the word kaffe, Swedish for coffee. Simply put, fika is a coffee break with pastries. It's more than just that, however. It's a moment to slow down and appreciate life. It can be enjoyed solo or by chatting about different topics, nothing too upsetting, of course, with others. As a result, fika allows you to bond with others and escape the daily grind. It matters little where and when Swedes enjoy fika, but the activity is common among employees who take a few moments to relax during their workday. At work, fika generally happens twice. These 20-minute breaks are in addition to the usual lunch hour. Studies have even shown that they serve a great purpose. Employees are happier, healthier, and more productive. They come up with more creative ideas during their relaxing chats. A 2010 study found that Swedes were highly productive while being the least stressed workforce worldwide. Fika is flexible, too. Tea is perfectly fine if you're not a coffee fanatic. If sweets aren't your thing, smorgas, or open sandwiches with salmon, egg, or prawns, are a traditional option. You can have fika anywhere, at any time, and enjoy any type of refreshment. It can last anywhere from 10 minutes to several hours. And since there are no strict rules, you certainly don't need to be in Sweden to do it. Grab a comforting drink, your favorite snack, and some friends. Enjoy your own fika and see what a difference it can make to your routine.
So we're going to be focusing on fika, which is part of their culture, and it does include some food and some drinks, a beverage, you could say. Fika time is, the subtitle here is connecting and creating over coffee. So fika time is a great time in your workday when you can just set aside your work, meet up with some of your coworkers, either have tea or coffee and some pastries, which I quite enjoy pastries. So nowadays, improving our lives and spending time with others is extremely important. I think everybody feels very rushed, very busy. They feel kind of run down. They don't have a lot of energy, but this is a way to kind of recharge your batteries. We often talk about getting some energy back into our systems by recharging our batteries. Maybe that would be going on a vacation or maybe just taking a break during the day to just relax for a minute and not feel so stressed all the time.
Right. So you can connect with other people, communicate, talk, chat, and stuff like that. And you can also create or be creative. Now, nowadays, improving our lives and spending time with others is extremely important. Yes, of course, in our daily lives, we get busy taking care of our own affairs, getting to work, going to school, doing our homework, working overtime and stuff like that. But we still need to spend time with other people, with our friends, with our classmates, with our family members. That's very important to just hang out together and shoot the breeze and have a good time and stay away from those phones. Thankfully, Sweden has a perfect method of doing both, the Swedish fika. So the Swedes, of course, are quite creative. We love the Swedes. We love their furniture from IKEA and stuff like that.
Yes.
And we love all sorts of things from Sweden. And, of course, they've got this method of doing two things here, of doing both, improving our lives and spending time with others. And their solution is to do this thing called fika, the Swedish fika.
The word fika is a play on the word coffee, a Swedish for coffee. So that's the Swedish word for coffee right there. If you want to learn some Swedish, it's right in front of you. So it's a play on the word, meaning they kind of play around with the word. Simply put, fika is a coffee break with pastries. So if you've got a coffee break, usually people get 10 to 15 minutes for a break. I know in the States, if you work kind of a more a regimented job or a job where your hours and your time is very carefully followed, maybe you have to clock in, clock out, you might get one coffee break in the morning and one in the afternoon. But typically, those breaks are maybe 10 to 15 minutes. Their fika is 20 minutes, which is really nice, I must say. And they don't just drink coffee. They have pastries with it. Pastries are those wonderful sweet treats we can get at the bakery. Usually pastries are made out of dough, which is flour before it's baked. Flour, fat, some sort of butter maybe, and water. And then you usually use that dough for as a base for different types of pastries. You might put chocolate on top of a pastry and come up with maybe a donut, maybe a jam. Pastries have lots of different forms, though. So that's what they do for their fika. They drink coffee and they eat some delicious pastries.
Pastries, of course, are quite popular here in Taiwan. There are bakeries all over the place. People are going there to buy rolls and pastries all the time, especially women. I notice those bakeries are almost 90% women when I go in there. I feel kind of out of place, actually. But in Sweden there, they have coffee and they have pastries and maybe some other stuff and as well. So it's more than that, however. It's more than just the coffee. It's more than just the pastries. It's a moment to slow down and appreciate life, to mellow out, to kick back and relax, to not be so uptight, to not be so stressed out, to just hang out with some other people and just watch the world go by. So yes, you can slow down and appreciate life. Oftentimes we don't appreciate life. Here we've got the verb to appreciate, which means to basically recognize the value of something. To appreciate the great outdoors, for example. Go for a hike and take your time. Look at nature. Bring along some binoculars. Look at birds. Observe plants. Listen to the rivers or the streams. Yeah, just sit back and appreciate things. And yes, recognize the value of things in life. Don't be so rushed, so stressed out, so concerned about making money.
Right. Now, in our next sentence, it says it could be enjoyed solo or alone. We could simply have written, it can be enjoyed alone or by yourself or by chatting about different topics with others. Notice our author here has used dashes a couple of times in the article. Those dashes have little clauses that you could remove completely and the sentence would still be complete without them. So I could simply go, it could be enjoyed solo or by chatting about different topics with others. So those dashes set off a little phrase or clause that just adds some information, but if you take it out, you aren't missing anything. The sentence is still complete. Now, if you talk about things that are upsetting to you, it might get you nervous or anxious or angry. Lots of things can upset you. It doesn't have to make you sad. It could make you angry or nervous. Those are all feelings and emotions that we could experience if something upsets us. So you don't want to discuss things that are upsetting. You want to just relax, put your feet up, kick back, and just talk about things that make you happy.
Yeah, don't talk about politics, of course.
No.
Politics, of course, have become very extreme of late. So, yeah, avoid that topic at all costs. But talk about other things, maybe like recent trends in music or fashion or whatever. Those are pretty safe subjects. And as a result, Fika allows you to bond with others and escape the daily grind.
Yeah.
To bond with others, to have a connection with other people, to relate to people. Hey, you feel that way? I do too. I had no idea you felt that way. Well, hey, we're pretty similar. We have a lot of things in common. We could be the best of friends. And of course, you want to escape the daily grind. The daily grind, of course, is your daily routine, which can be quite boring if your daily grind is to go work in the factory. My goodness, you get to work at 8 o'clock, and then you get on the factory assembly line, and you stand there for 4 hours putting things together. You get your lunch break, you take a little nap, and then you go back and do the same thing again until quitting time at 5 o'clock. Oh, that's your daily grind. It can be boring doing that day after day, week after week, year after year. So if you have this kind of coffee break, this fika, hey, you can escape that daily grind for a little bit of time and feel like a human being again.
Moving on to the next paragraph, it says it matters little where and when Swedes enjoy fika, but the activity is common among employees. You could enjoy fika even if you've already retired. That's what that means. So it doesn't matter where you have your little fika or what time you have your fika, but what is very popular or common, something that you see a lot, is to have fikas among employees. So you might want to take a break with somebody in your company that you really enjoy, and you can go off and drink your coffee and eat your pastry while you take a few moments to relax during their workday or during your workday. So it's popular for people to have these fikas with their coworkers. An employee is someone who works in a company. And if you're talking about an employee within your company, you could either say your coworker or maybe your colleague, if you have a more professional job, like maybe your professor, you want to have a fika with a colleague, another professor, or a coworker, you know, someone who you see working every day in the factory, perhaps. That's common as well. But you can also have a fika at other times and places. We're going to talk more about this, guys, but right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 一刚开始提到两件事情很重要，一个是改善生活，一个是与他人共度时光。延续这样的文意 ,blank one, Sweden has a perfect method of doing both. 瑞典呢有一个完美的方法可以做这两件事，所以这样的事情实在是太好了，幸好瑞典有这样子的方式。所以顺应文意，第一题我们可以选择 B 选项 ,thankfully, 也就是幸好。多亏于有这样子的一个想法。那么是怎么样呢？当然就是喝咖啡咯。在这里的第二个空格 blank 2 put fika is a coffee break with pastries。 什么叫做 fika 呢？ fika 简单的来说就是搭配糕点的喝咖啡休息时间。在英文里面我们说简单的来说就可以说 simply put。 所以第二题可以选择 I 选项 simply。 这一个段落的最后一句提到As a result, fika allows you to, blank three, others, and escape the daily grind. 其实呢，正因为如此 ,FICA 可以让你跟他人怎么样，然后就可以逃离日常的苦差事。那么从上下文也可以看出来，一边喝咖啡，一边跟他人共度时光，培养感情。根据文意，第三题我们可以选择 A, bond with, 也就是与他人联系，培养感情的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about fika time, which, as I said, is kind of like a Swedish afternoon tea or coffee break, but you can connect and be creative while enjoying some coffee or
some tea.
They happen
in the morning, too, right?
Well, they do. Yeah, I guess it does say that it's very flexible. It happens generally twice, but again, there are no hard set rules on this. Mm-hmm. It kind of depends on where you are. But these 20-minute breaks are in addition to the usual lunch hour. So yes, indeed, at work, fika happens twice during the day, and they are 20 minutes long. So these are 20-minute breaks.
Yep.
And you get them in addition to your usual lunch hour. So that's a lot of free time. And you might be thinking, gee, here we go again. There's those lazy Europeans just sitting around chatting and eating and not getting to work and being lazy good-for-nothings and living on the welfare of their government. Well, you could argue that, I suppose, but still lots of people in Europe enjoy this, and they're actually arguing that such breaks during the day actually improves productivity and creativity. As we're going to see here in the next sentence, studies have even shown that they serve a great purpose. No, they're not just lazy Europeans again taking a break or just taking too many breaks. Actually, these coffee breaks or these fika breaks serve a great purpose. Now, let's find out what these advantages are. Employees are happier, healthier, and more productive. They come up with more creative ideas during their relaxing chats. So, yes, if you're an employee for a company, you're going to be happier if you have these breaks. And I think turnover is quite high in the world where, you know, people are just required to work really hard all day long.
Mm.
I've worked at many companies in the U.S. and here in Taiwan where there's high turnover because people are just stressed out. It's just too hard. They just want to quit and find another job.
Yeah, and turnover is when someone leaves their company and goes and finds another job. A high turnover rate. I think we have pretty high turnover here in Taiwan. But there are some countries where people stay and work for years and years and years. And that actually saves the company a lot of money because they don't have to train people. So they think that these fika breaks, the fika itself, will help these folks be more creative. You know, if your brain is really stressed out, it's hard to think creatively. Usually my best ideas come when I'm relaxing or I'm listening to music, doing something I like. I'll have really fun ideas pop into my head. And that's what they found in a 2010 study. They found that Swedes were highly productive while being the least stressed workforce worldwide. So they did studies where they would ask people lots of questions, and at the end of the study, they discovered that the Swedes, and that's what we call a person who is from Sweden. We could also say someone is Swedish. But the Swedes are quite relaxed. They have less stress than other people around the world as they work. We're not talking about the people who have retired. We're talking about people who work day to day. They just don't have as much stress, and maybe these fikas are helping them.
Yeah, your average 30-year-old in Copenhagen, I'm sorry, that's Denmark, in Stockholm, going to work at a company. Hey, they're very productive and they're not stressed out. They love their job. They don't plan on quitting anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be a pretty ideal situation there, except for the weather there. Maybe Sweden is a little bit too far north.
It's too cold.
And a bit too cold there. But still, it doesn't sound like a bad, style of life there, lifestyle. But let's move on now to the final paragraph. It says, Fika is flexible too, which means, you can do it in different ways. You can do it however you want to. There are no rigid set rules. It's perfectly fine to drink tea if you're not a coffee fanatic. Fanatic here is just a long word for fan. Mm-hmm. Are you a coffee fan? Well, some people just don't like the taste of coffee. It's too bitter, especially if you're from, say, Taiwan and you grew up drinking tea and you're not quite used to the taste of coffee. Well, tea is perfectly fine. Go ahead. Bring along a teapot and have some oolong or Dongfang Mei Ren or whatever you want. Have some tea there. That's fine, too. And if sweets aren't your thing, smorgas or open sandwiches with salmon, egg, or prawns are a traditional option. So maybe you think pastries are a bit too fattening with too many grains in there. Maybe you're, glucose intolerant or something?
Right.
And it's got too much sugar in there or something. So, yeah, if you don't like sweets like pastries, then you can have these open sandwiches. Which I think are sandwiches that don't have the bread on top or something like that.
Right.
So you can have these kinds of ingredients, salmon, egg, or prawns. Prawns are like a special kind of shrimp.
Large shrimp, yeah.
Large shrimp. And I'm sure they've got lots of other ingredients as well. You don't have to absolutely have salmon or egg or prawns, but that is a traditional kind of open sandwich in Sweden.
Now, you're not going to run into smorgas in the English language very much, but you will see a word that we use from Sweden, which just adds a B-O-R-D to the end of this word, smorgasbord. It originated in Sweden. It's a type of buffet meal where they have lots of cold and hot dishes on a table that you can have as much as you want of something. So smorgasbord, if someone says, oh, we're going to have a party, it's going to be a smorgasbord of food, just means you're going to have lots of dishes to choose from. So you can have this fika anywhere at any time and tailor it to you. If you tailor it just to your own likings, your own needs, just you make it fit what you prefer. So maybe you like tea. Maybe you like a juice. You know, I prefer juice over tea and coffee. And maybe you would rather have a sandwich or maybe you prefer a donut. I might take the donut. You can have it anytime, anywhere, and enjoy any type of refreshment. When you see this word refreshment, it just means you're drinking or eating something to kind of, give yourself some more energy. It's just a light snack or drink. And if someone says, I'm having a party, we'll have refreshments there. Plural form means they'll provide snack food for you and drinks. Not a full meal, no. Mm. A refreshment is just a light snack or drink.
Right, and it can last anywhere from 10 minutes to several hours. So it could be quite short. Maybe you've got some deadlines to meet and you don't have time to hang out with your coworkers and stuff like that. That's fine,
yeah.
But it could last for hours, especially if everybody's having a good time and they're having some good brainstorming while they're doing that. They're coming up with some great ideas, and the boss is there hearing these ideas, and he or she is approving of the ideas. So indeed, that could be kind of an informal meeting there.
Mm-hmm.
It could last for several hours. And since there are no strict rules, you certainly don't need to be in Sweden to do it. You could do it anywhere in the world. I'm sure that people do it right here in good old Taiwan as well. And grab a comforting drink, your favorite snack, and some friends. I don't know if you want to grab your friends, but it just means that you want to get together with your friends and have a very relaxing, comforting drink and your favorite snack, whether it's a sandwich or pastries or whatever. Hey, get together, enjoy your own fika, and see what a difference it can make to your routine.
Yeah, your routine is just what you do on a regular basis. It could be a set of actions that you follow. I have a morning routine. I get up, I go walking, or I go to the gym, either one. I come back, I watch some news, I get ready, and I go to work. So everyone has routines that they do every day, just a pattern they follow. So it could help your routine a bit if you just add one or two fikas in there a day. It sounds like a great idea. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher who will also share some good ideas, or at least explain some more.
正因为瑞典人很懂得享受 Fika， 所以在这里第四个空格前面的句子提到 Employees are happier, healthier, and more productive。 这些呢，雇员更快乐、更健康，而且更富有生产力。延续这样的文意， They blank for more creative ideas during their relaxing chats， 其实可以在他们放松的时间闲聊当中呢，可以怎么样更多有创意的点子。我们提出想法，在英文里面可以使用的片语是 come up with an idea， 所以搭配文意第四题我们就选择 J 选项，come up with 有提出的意思。后面有一个2010年的研究发现， Swiss were highly productive while being the least blank five workforce worldwide。 他们发现呢，瑞典人的生产力很高，同时是全球最怎么样子的没有什么的劳动人口。 least 是 little 的最高级，最不怎么样。那既然有生产力，前面又提到放松闲聊，所以是最没有压力的工作环境。第五题搭配文意就选择 F 选项的 stressed， 在这里当作形容词，有压力的意思。第六个空格 Fika is blank six too， Fika 也是怎么样的呢？后面提到不喝咖啡，喝茶也很好，所以它是非常有弹性的。搭配文意又是 be 动词后面我们放一个形容词，可以第六题的标准答案可以选择 D flexible，指的就是有弹性的。 Tea is perfectly fine if you are not a coffee blank seven， 所以喝茶也很好，如果你不是一个咖啡的什么。第七个我们放在冠词的后面，要选择名词，可以选择 G 选项 fanatic， 指的就是狂热分子或者是什么的极度爱好者。所以如果你不是咖啡的狂热者，你要喝茶也是可以的。还可以搭配一些吃的东西，不是只有糕点，你可以吃三明治、鲑鱼、鸡蛋，还有什么呢？ Or prawns are a traditional blank eight， 还有这些大虾也是传统的一种什么，也是搭配名词，我们可以选择 C 选项 option， 也就是有选择的意思。所以看到了这么多，是不是也想要随时随地都可以享受 Fika 呢？第九题的空格这里写着 grab a and blank night drink， 你就赶快的呢随手带着一杯怎么样的饮料吧，当然是要能够让你放松心情、抚慰人心的饮料。搭配文意第九题我们可以选择 E 选项Comforting， 则是有抚慰人心、使舒服的意思。后面继续提到 Enjoy your own Fika and see what a and blank 10 it can make to your routine， 好好享受你的 Fika 时光，看看它对你的例行公事可以怎么样。我们在这里第十题可以选择 H 选项的 difference， 则是解释成为差异跟不同，看看在你享受 Fika 时光之后，它会对你的日常生活带来怎样的不同。其实这一题的标准答案呢，会选择 H 选项的 difference， 也是要搭配后面的动词 make a difference to your routine， 你会发现它对你的日常事物会带来许多的不同的。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And hey, if you decide to have a Fika, have the time of your life. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.